We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.
Good morning, Kane Brown. How are you?
I'm great. I'm jittering. I'm almost on my third cup of coffee.
We're right there with you. Don't you worry. Dude, we just listened to Cool Again. What a great summer song.
Thank you so much.
Oh, yeah. We were all in here just bopping our heads thinking this is going to be great summertime, because all you're going to think about is, you know, once we get to go out and ride around with somebody instead of this social distancing, it is the perfect song.
Yeah. I look at it and I'm like, I can't wait. For everything to, you know, be cool again from this quarantine.
Yeah, definitely. How are you passing your time while you're quarantining?
Playing a lot of video games, hanging with the baby. Hanging with my wife and binge watching.
Okay, what are you binge watching? We want to know.
Well, I just watched season 3 of Ozark.
Oh, so good.
Let's see. I haven't finished Tiger King yet. It got a little weird for me.
No, I'm with you. I can't watch it. It's too freaking weird.
This show called The 100.
Yes. Oh, yeah. Yes, I've heard about that. Do you like it? Is it your recommendation to watch?
Yeah, I'm on second season, like episode 7. I haven't got to finish it yet. And then my wife's on this conspiracy theory thing right now, watching it's on YouTube called Out of the Shadows. I don't know what to believe anymore.
It really messes with your mind, doesn't it?
Oh, yeah.
Well, and you brought up the baby. How's little Kingsley?
She's great. She is in her little walker right now, watching the conspiracy theory and chewing on a toy with Kate.
Well, you have the song that you did when we had the ACM Presents Our Country with John Legend. Last time I say I'm sorry. Did he give you any kid advice?
No, we never really talked about kids. He just said, that's one of the greatest things to ever do. But working with John was just, it was insane.
How did that come about? Did he just call you and say, I want to do a song with you? Because that's pretty darn amazing.
No, we did. Sorry, I'm making me literally another cup of coffee. We were doing his trailer talk thing on The Voice.
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh.
And I had this song that's still not out yet. It's coming out on the album. So my tour was called before it got canceled, Worldwide Beautiful. And so I showed it to him and asked him to be on it. And he said that he already had a song kind of like that. So my manager worked her magic, and when we had the Staples Center show, asked if we could write, me and him could write. So we didn't know if we were going to write for me or going to write for him. We were just writing in general. We started talking about our wives, and it came about. The last time I say sorry, but I'm telling you, when I say working with John was crazy. You think about walking into a room and John Legend's behind a grand piano.
That's just so intimidating.
Yeah.
So let me ask you, when was the last time you said sorry?
Probably yesterday.
a lot of people being in this situation that we're in while we're at home, they're learning a new talent. Now, you're obviously very talented. Are you taking that time to expand on that, write more music, or are you trying to learn a new talent yourself?
Well, actually, I am kind of trying to learn a new talent right now. I just bought a PC for gaming. I'm about to start streaming for Facebook so I can actually get back in front of my fans. So it's a good strategy just for marketing. But, I'm trying to practice my right and left hand for gaming, I guess.
Well, yeah, that's how Kane Brown became Kane Brown, was right? Thanks to social media and the internet. So absolutely, good for you.
Yeah. Hey, and one thing, going back to the last time I said sorry, it was actually this morning.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Okay, what happened? Can you expand?
Yeah, so I woke up and she brought me coffee, and I was like, "Oh, thanks, babe." And she goes, "Yeah, I could kill you." And I was like, "What?" And she got poison oak. Dang, I can't talk right now. She got poison oak on her shoulder from me.
Oh,
what?
No,
what did
how?
You do? Yeah. What? How did that happen?
I'm out of breath. I'm drinking way too much coffee.
code blue to Kane's house.
Yeah. She, we were walking on this trail outside of my house, and she was like, "That we got a lot of poison ivy." And I was like, "That's not poison ivy." So my stupid self picked it up just to prove a point.
Oh, my gosh.
And then now I have it all over my body. And it's been about a week. And she just came in this morning and has it on her shoulder. So, I mean, I did good for a week.
Yeah, you owe her big time.
Oh, so there you go. Last time you said you're sorry. Sorry, babe.
Hey, Kane, what happened with the beer pong tournament, dude? We were totally pulling for you.
Man, okay, so this is how it went. Mike was the guy I played, which is the guy that won the tournament.
Right.
He's a frat dude. He plays beer pong every day. His coffee table in his living room is a beer pong table. So he set me up, had me playing for the first game because I played him and Post Malone before in L.A., and I beat him. I didn't really beat him, I'm not going to lie, but they knew that I could shoot. And so he didn't want me to get warmed up. So he ended up winning the tournament. I'm not mad that I lost. I'm glad that it was a good the money's going to a good benefit for the COVID-19 thing. So I'm just glad. I'm just glad I didn't lose too bad.
All right. So when's the song coming out with you and Post Malone?
Probably never.
Well, don't sugarcoat it.
Yeah. All right. Well, those are dreams crushed. Thank you, Kane.
Yeah. No, I think he's got, don't he have one with Shania coming out, or it's already out or something like that?
Oh, we don't know.
Yeah.
That.
What do you know?
I could have swore it was already out or something like that.
Okay. Maybe again, how many cups of coffees have you had today?
I'm going on my third.
All right. Well, Kane, thank you so much for taking time with speaking with us this morning. And we're glad you're being safe. Give a hug to your wife and child for us. And we look forward to seeing you live very soon.
Yeah.
Please.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.